Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
2023, baby.
2023, bitches.
Bitches in the house. Nearly words coming at you. Left, right, center, up, down, straight to your head. Okay, listen, we're not...
Straight to your head.
New Year's resolution, give it to me.
Be kind always.
Yeah, be kinder, I think would be a nice one for you.
Be kind always.
Okay.
Be more grateful.
To me. Grateful and kinder.
Just in general, just being kind, guys, is the way forward.
Do you know what mine is? Mine is listen more. I think for me.
Oh, please. God, let us hope that one sticks.
Well, this is meant to be a nice little intro. And
also, make sure we recycle and no plastic. That really is going to be mine.
Okay, save the planet, basically.
Basically, save the planet one day at a time, baby.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, this is a little episode for you guys. As we said, don't worry, we're back on the 9th of January for a proper episode. And we're back for good for the whole time leading up to our wedding. But this is just our best bits of 2022.
Hope you enjoy.
It's all the best bits.
It's all the best bits.
I know you want me to speed up, but I just quite like
it. It's all the best bits, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's the best bits of 2022. Enjoy.
Here's the best bits.
Here's the best bits.
They're best bits.
Best bits. Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. People say, you get engaged and it's fireworks. For us, you get engaged and it's like fueling a steam engine.
No, throwing
coal.
The best bit was like the engagement. Like everyone was like, how was the sex? So I was like, don't remember.
I remember.
Actually, I do. Oh, too well. I'm not actually sure if I should say this because it's not PG at all. But
well, then don't say it. This is the first episode. You don't say these things.
I know, but I've got to just divulge a bit. Right. So everyone then feels sorry about what I've got myself into. This isn't going to be anything really bad, but he just becomes like this, like there's like glaze behind the eyes. And it's like this, it's like a stranger is having sexual intercourse with me.
It's because when I have to try and picture someone else's face. You think that you would send me back to my school and throw my ashes on the athletics track?
Yeah. So lots of kids can run and you can go, keep going!
Maybe I'm dead. I'm in ashes. You're going to walk into my old school that don't know you and go to the athletics track and throw ash on them.
Yeah, you always say that you were
schoolboy hero.
A famous boy who went to Summerfield.
No, I don't want you to throw my ashes on athletics track.
All right, you'll throw them in your mother's garden.
Why would
your mum can sit and like when the whim ticks up, she can go, a bit of Jamie on my face. Oh, what's that in my eye? My darling boy. What is a habit we'd want to get rid of from each other?
A habit?
Worst habit.
The worst habit? You steal my socks. You steal my socks.
That's,
my boxes.
You had one.
Okay,
you sniff your arsehole. That is a habit that has to go before we walk down the aisle. It has to. Or there is no I do. It must stop. It is unhygienic, it is a safety hazard, and above all, it is just disgusting. And if God forbid, my child picks up on that habit, because I would disown him or her. So as a role model and a father-to-be, not that I'm pregnant, that must stop. Agreed? Thank you.
We're now in the situation where we got to go and put save the date out there. We've got to send out to all of our friends because it's happening. Are we going to send an email? Are we going to do it by a letter?
No, I think we're going to do a paperless. I think we're going to decorate it and have a lovely paperless post where it looks like it's a letter and you open it and it's just this pretty little thing. decorated.
Why don't we do something a bit more interesting?
Like what?
Like, I don't know, send like a carrier pigeon or something like that. Something different.
Send a pigeon to each person's house to shit all over the house and bring flea and all sorts of diseases in. No fucking way. No,
that would
pigeon.
Be...
Pigeon? Yeah. You mean an owl at least?
They carry notes.
I think it's a false thing.
It's not a false thing.
A carrier pigeon is not real.
It is real.
I've never seen a pigeon running around with a letter in its ankle. This is ridiculous. Jamie smells his bum.
Okay.
No, but it's really gross and it puts me off him. And he does it regularly.
I'm just wondering, how does he do that?
He like just like puts his fingers down. I don't know if it's his balls or it's his bum, but he puts his fingers. You know what? You know boys always sit with their like hands in their
right.
boxes, which is just quite unpleasant. Anyway,
yeah.
I'd be so on board with that. In fact, I would clap him if he just did that. But he doesn't. He goes that little bit further and then he goes like this and sniffs it with his fingers. And it genuinely makes me heave.
Yeah, I can imagine that word. Yeah. That word. Jamie, but, is
so
that...
What is that about?
I think we definitely have to ask Jamie. Like what, Jamie? What's that about for you?
Charlene, she's lying. Firstly, I don't sniff.
You once made me smell it. I actually was like, what is the fuss? Like, there has to be something. And it was so vile. It smelled like sweaty balls.
Jamie, tell us this isn't true.
Shelly, this is not a fantasy of mine or anything like that. Sometimes what happens...
It's a problem.
It's not problems. I don't know what happens is it's like a tick. You know, sometimes I'll be scratching or something. And then I...
What, down there?
Yeah, then I'm like, oh, what does that smell like?
But why?
Were you going to say taste like?
No, not taste like. Not taste like, smell like.
Smell like.
Yeah.
I suppose, is it just a fascination with something that's a bit taboo or something that's a bit wrong?
No, I think it's the odour. I don't know.
Oh my God, you're literally like that man. Like, you actually like, you want, but you want men's boxes being sent to you.
No, I don't.
That's what we're turning you on. What are our favourite bodily parts?
Favourite bodily parts? Favourite body parts? What the hell are you talking about?
Our favourite body parts. Bodily fluids.
What is wrong?
We all know what Jamie says. Okay.
Bodily
parts. I don't know. Stop.
Bodily parts.
I think you've lost the plot.
Look, I think you have.
No.
Do you remember in an early episode, how many days are there in a year, Soph?
365.
How many weeks?
Shut up.
Still?
46.
There you go. Smash
figure. 52.
Yeah. Smash. How many months in a year?
12. Go away. What's wrong with you?
Okay, here we go. You ready for this? Ask me one.
I know yours.
Okay, what is it?
It's this part of your arm.
Sorry. You think my
you
favorite...
You told me once.
Sophie, you think my favorite body part on my whole body is from my elbow to my armpit?
You told me it was... Oh, sorry, sorry, beg your pardon. It was... It's muscle.
Sorry, Sophie, is she... To all you listeners who can't see this, Sophie is thinking that my favourite body part is from my
tricep.
Elbow... Is my
your
elbow
tricep.
To my armpit.
It's your tricep.
My tricep?
Yeah, you
no.
once told me that.
No, you got it so wrong.
Sorry, oh my God, it's your feet.
There you go. You didn't get it right.
Who the fuck has feet as that?
I have the nicest feet in the
you
world.
You don't have the nicest... You don't have bad feet.
I have the nicest feet in the world. My favourite part is my feet. Yes, I love my feet.
Well, there we go. One to me.
No, I'm going to give you half a mark.
No, absolutely.
I'm going to give you half
no,
a mark.
No, absolutely not. You have got marks when you've given it a second
I'm
guess.
Give you
we're
half
always
a mark.
Allowed two guesses.
All right, mine very simple. Fine, I know what yours is.
What?
Your arms.
No.
Okay. Your favourite part is your eyes.
No, I don't like my eyes.
Okay, last time I got it. Your favourite part are your legs.
No.
Oh,
my wrist, I told you that. I like my wrist. They have small wrists.
You can't say your wrist out of
yes,
everything.
That, I told you that
Your favourite part of your whole body is
yes,
your wrist.
I like my wrists.
That's not even a body part.
Yes, it is. Look it up. Oh, like I'm about to get electrocuted.
Just sit still, look straight in front of you and answer yes or no. Sophie, are you sitting on a chair?
No.
You're already lying. We haven't started the test.
I'm sitting on a sofa.
It's a big chair. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Is that again? Is my arm and me feeling really like it's...
Okay, it's fine. Let me start again.
It
chairs.
Is.
You're making me panic.
Sorry. In South Africa, we call them chairs. Sorry.
Okay. That is a chair. Mark, I think it's a chair.
Is that so? We're starting now. Is today Wednesday?
Yes.
Going on, Seth?
I can't breathe.
Sophie?
I'm going to look straight ahead.
Okay, you look straight ahead, honey. Do what you want. This is my first question.
Yep.
My favourite jumper went missing. Did you lose it?
No. I didn't.
Truth.
Oh. Do you think I'm good in bed?
Yes.
Truth.
You're a sociopath.
What do you mean they're true?
All right, honey.
Why do you want them to be a lie?
I don't
See, you just try and catch me out on this podcast. I told you.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Your true colors being shown.
Okay, breathe. Sophie, do you fancy any of my friends?
No.
Truth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Last one. Do you think we'll be together forever?
Yes.
Definitely truthful.
Oh!
That's
like
it.
That.
Well done, Sophie Haboob.
So I have a little surprise for you today.
Do you want me to like dress up?
What do you mean dress up?
Why have you got goggle masks for me or whatever? Like, what
goggle masks?
Sleeping masks. And I'm not putting
that
on my
I have an eye mask for
no.
you.
No.
This was meant to be a lovely surprise and you've half...
I'm excited.
Okay, well, I'm excited too. So are you ready for the surprise?
Yeah. Are you tapping? Is he in the room? Hello? Something's weirding me out. Where are
you? I'm going to come sit next to you. Okay.
You're scaring me. You feel different. What's going on? You're not here.
Okay, no, stop.
Oh my God, you're there. What's going on with your voices?
One of the big things that we've spoken about is our entrance music to when we get married. And oh,
there's breathing next to me, okay. But you're there. I'm so okay. scared.
Okay, Sophie, close your eyes like you are. Imagine.
I feel really scared.
Okay, imagine this. Here we go. You're at the altar. The door's open. Jamie, your groom, walks in towards you, and then this starts playing. Millie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're a bagpiper.
I am. Is that what you're the professional?
Or like a piper is like the more like cool.
The pie piper.
There's no swag piper.
She's a swag piper.
This is Millie the swag piper. Get to know her.
It's a really hard instrument to make cool.
Would you ever take my surname if it really meant a lot to me?
Yes.
Lie.
Lying?
No.
Why? Because you don't think you'd be recognised as Jamie Hewitt, is that why?
No. I just don't think it rolls off the tongue as well as Jamie Lane.
So if it was a deal breaker, you still wouldn't take
if
it?
If you really wanted me to... Ask me again.
Go. No, you
just
lied.
Ask me one more time.
One lie.
Ask me again. Ask
nil
me again.
To Jamie so far.
Sophie, ask me again. Ask
no,
me again.
Next
ask me
question.
Again.
You only get one shot in
I only said. There you
and
go.
And that was your shot.
Oh, God, I'm freaking out now.
Sit still.
Mark, I'm trying.
Sit still.
Okay.
Jamie. Am I the love of your life?
Absolutely.
Yes or no, Jamie?
Yes.
Truth.
Whoa. Do you watch porn?
No.
Lie.
Fucking liar. You're disgusting.
It's not my fault.
When do you do it?
I don't.
In the bath. I know it's when you have a bath.
It's not in the bath.
You're revolting.
It's not my fault.
You're gross.
I obviously don't
you're
watch.
You're so red.
I don't watch.
Put your hands down now.
I don't watch porn.
The system doesn't lie.
Mark, you're lying.
The system doesn't lie. Do you like the smell of your asshole?
No.
Lie.
No. Oh my God. You're joking.
No, I think we should stop there. Mark, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
I could go on for hours.
So much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Mark, do you have anything to say to us?
You're not a very good liar.
Okay. Well, yeah. Say
you're hideous.
You're hideous.
Mark's judging you. Do you regret asking me to marry you?
Never. No.
Truth.
Bitch.
Honey, I love you.
Ugh.
No. Listen, let's just go home.
You porn watching bum sniffer.
Let's just go home, cuddle up, bit of popcorn.
And watch some porn. No, thanks.
All right. Okay. Well, so someone advised us to take a little trip away. So we went to...
Mexico.
Mexico. I had food poisoning on the first day.
I think it was norovirus.
The whole trip, actually, to be honest, was a lot of pooping. Sophie and I went on a
walk. No. I said, actually, as Sophie, I said, you cannot.
Sophie and I.
No. Sophie, I'm really sorry. I just don't approve.
Listen, this podcast, we have to be honest. It's fair. It wasn't your fault.
I could go to I feel like this is illegal what I did. No, I actually think it is. I've been thinking about it. I've lost sleep.
Sophie and I were going on a walk down the beach. Now, if you've listened to one of the episodes about when we went to South Africa, you would realise that Sophie and I, whenever we go on a little adventure, something happens to her bowels.
I have bowel problems.
Yeah, I know you do. I've noticed. Sophie walked up Lion's Head and had to take a poo.
No, no one needs to hear it again. You've said it once.
She took a poo on Lion's Head. Honestly, it's the funniest moment of my entire life. We were walking down the beach in Mexico and she said, I've got to go to the bathroom. So
no, but this was worse than Lion's Head. Like, I was really unwell. Do you know what? This was probably my version of your food poisoning.
She had to run into the sort of palm trees at the edge of the water.
No, I actually don't think people like to hear this.
Well, I'm going to tell you. And then she went and did a number two. And then she went, don't look. So I then turned around and saw her. And she was dragging herself across
the sand. No, enough. We're going to have to cut that out.
You know when a dog has worms?
No, Jamie, enough. No, oh my God, I was not doing that. We are cutting that out. You are so disgusting. You make me sick. You are beyond. If you think we're having sex, it's off the cards for a whole year. It really, like that, you've really put the nail in the coffin there. What is wrong with you there? Enough, moving on.
What is the way to a successful marriage, do you both think? Hilly, what do you think it is?
I think it's there's the big C word in marriage, which is compromise. Mm-hmm. Compromise. Oh.
I would use another C word.
I'm sure you would, but let's not do it on this podcast.
I'm sure you're allowed to use the C word.
What C word are you thinking of?
Well, obviously, I'm thinking comedy. I'm thinking sense of humour.
Yeah, he is right.
That's what we share. We have always shared
sense
of humour.
Rather like your good selves, on our podcast, there are episodes where I can't breathe because I'm laughing so much. I'm literally laughing at what he said, even now, 36 years on. So comedy is key, laughing together, sense of humour. Compromise. Pick your battles, Sophie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could be battling all day, every day.
But do you guys?
I know this boy.
Do you guys argue still?
Do we argue still? Oh, yes. But that's my other piece of advice. Never go to bed on an argument.
Really? Why? Because you think you need to solve it the night before.
I think you need to just get on with it and move on and just part, you know, get it sorted. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend. Well, one of my many girlfriends, but I did have a girlfriend who was a very tough cookie. I won't go into details about it.
She was terrifying. I had dealings with her. She was terrifying.
We'd have an argument, right? Hillary and I have an argument. But it would go on. It would move into moody time.
Sulking.
So it would go on overnight and still in the morning. It would still be lurking around, this argument that we'd had about nothing a day before.
Mm. With us, sulking. I can't bear sulking. It's fireworks and then it's over.
And then
he's a great shouter.
It's completely
loves
finished.
A rant and a shout, and then it's over.
And then it's just done.
Yeah, and it's gone.
Yep. That's a bit like you, Sophie.
Yeah, I can
have a rant and a shout.
Absolutely, get it out. You're a bit of a sulker.
I am not a sulker. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm not. I get angry and then I'm over it.
And then 3 days later, you're like,
bring it up again.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, I
can't bear
it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
No,
so suddenly out of the blue, days later.
Yeah, it's like, Sophie, you know when you said blah, blah, blah,
blah?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, have we not dealt with this? Yeah.
You don't really think I'm a bitch, do you?
Role play is really exciting. And, you know, I know one couple that did the new employee boss role play. And that was like, you know, the new employee, oh my gosh, I don't really know what I'm doing today. Like, where do you want me to sit sort of thing?
Oh my God, that is unbelievable.
And then sit right here, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing, you know.
Can we try and do that now?
No.
Come on. Do you want me to be the new employee? I'll be the new employee. You can be the boss.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you want to be dominated?
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to.
Hello?
So, no, you're not. You need to change your voice.
Yeah, I do. I'm a man.
No, you're not. You're a woman.
You could be a girl boss.
You could be a girl boss.
Okay. What? So you're a boy?
No, I'm me, and you've employed me.
Oh, right. All right. Okay.
How is she making this confusing?
Okay.
I've lost my boner already.
I'm getting involved.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, Miss.
Oh, hello. Right. I'm really busy. How can I help?
I have a small problem. I don't really...
Do you not know how to work here? You've already been working here for a whole day.
Well, the problem is that I have a problem undoing my trousers.
No, so let's look.
Is that not what happens?
No, so the whole idea, Jamie, is that you're supposed to be the innocent one.
Oh, sugar.
And the boss
okay,
is the one that kind of, you know, is like, why don't you just sit here? And,
okay, you know,
and
then, like a creepy child, like molesting an old.
You went straight to the sex.
Let's start it again. Let's start again. Okay, here we go.
See, this just shows everyone you don't have a fucking clue.
Okay, here we go.
Ring, ring. I'm ringing you.
Oh, hello?
Can you come to my office, please?
Sorry, who is this?
This is your boss.
Oh, I'll be right there. Knock, knock.
Come in.
Hi, Miss Habu. You've just asked me to come here.
It's Sophie to you.
Hi, Sophie. What seems to be so funny, Sophie?
Your lips.
I don't think we can do it. I don't think we can do it.
I'm so sweaty. I can't do it. I'm really
But I warm. Think if you guys did it where the roles were reversed, yeah. I think you would be able to do a dominant thing.
100%.
Although I think you might run to the sex a bit too early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, just grab your knickers now sort of thing. Which, you know, so, but you I would could be probably do it.
Yeah, because I would be this. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is that Sophie?
Yeah.
Could you come to my office naked, please?
You'd go straight there.
Yeah, straight in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm just doing some work and I've been listening to your podcast and it's making me laugh. And it reminded me of something that my friend told me about when she went to a wedding with her boyfriend as his plus one. But she didn't actually know the bride and the groom and they'd never met her. And when it got to the point after the ceremony of everybody was sort of in a line and they were all congratulating them on getting married, you know, kissing them on the cheek, giving them a hug. And then it got to my friend and she was just really awkward because she didn't really know what she was supposed to do because she'd never met them before. And they didn't know who she was. And then in the confusion in all that, my friend just leant in and kissed the bride on the lips. She was so mortified. Oh my god, but it just makes me laugh so much. So I thought I'd tell you anyway.
Why do I love this girl so much? It sounds like we know her. That's the funniest thing ever. But I love her. Like I love her laughing.
I just love She was a stranger at the wedding and then she kissed the bride on the lips.
Oh my god, I do feel bad because
why on earth would you lean in and kiss them on the lips?
And the bride obviously turned and it ended up being like, and you're like, oh fuck, gotta go with it now.
How many weeks are there in a year? Go on, give it a guess.
Oh god!
Just chuck a number out.
I'm not going.
Go on, just please.
No, I feel really ill. I feel ill. That coffee's gone straight to my head.
Please, just chuck a number out there. How many weeks do you think there is?
So if there's 360 days. There's got to be like divided by four, right?
Okay. Do you want to do that?
No.
Just chuck a number.
I can't do that.
Oh my god! Just check.
Look, I'm streetwise, not bookwise.
It's a miracle.
Shut up.
Just pick a number. Just go. How many weeks?
You do it.
How many weeks are in a year?
You do it, you Bella.
How many weeks are there in a year?
You do it.
Just say it.
Don't embarrass me.
It's not embarrassing. You're going to get it right. How many weeks in a year?
I'm going to say two because it's so ridiculous. I'm not going to embarrass.
Baby, come on. It's funny.
You do it, baby.
I will. Just do it.
No, you do it. Just stop acting like you're more clever than me because we're both thick as pictures.
Listen, to anyone who's listening now, so if you're smart, you're intelligent, you're beautiful, you're everything, sometimes you get some things wrong, like I do, like everyone else.
I don't want to
just guess a number.
Someone tell me.
Just guess one number. Oh my God, you don't. Just guess a number.
No, I refuse. I can work it out. There's
365 days a year.
There's 12 months and there's 4 weeks in each month. So it's 12 times four.
What is that?
So that's 48.
Smashed it.
We have to cut that because...
Absolutely smashed it.
I was very young, talking teens here, and I decided to get really drunk and snuck away from the wedding with the groom's nephew to a nearby public footpath in the bushes. My brother saw me go and decided to leave me to it until my father started asking where I was. He put him off the scent and said he'd look in an area that I'd gone with no intention of doing so. However, the bride's brother was also there who stupidly told my father where we'd gone. My father had a torch with him at the time and came running over. Little to my knowledge, as I was very in the moment and he came upon us in a 69 position. My brother just behind him saw red at the sight of his poor, not so innocent little sister and chased the sorry boy through a barbed wire fence where he cut his face.
Oh my God.
I had a very silent drive. I imagine being caught in 69 by a torch.
Oh my God,
what's that? What's that? What's that? What is that? Imagine. Oh my God. Flashing on you. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
You can't jump off. You
can't jump anywhere. Still doing it. Oh my God, what is that?
Still doing it.
Sorry. I had a very silent drive home by my very angry father was promptly locked out the house. So was forced to sleep in one of the stables. With one of the horses. What's going on? What is our worst icks?
Oh, I know.
Of mine?
Yeah.
Okay, hold your horses, big cat.
Callie.
All right, big Callie girl.
Your biggest ick is when girls perform oral sex on you and they try and do it really sexy with their eyes fluttering. That's your biggest ick. Yes, it is.
Where on earth have you got that?
You told me once.
Are you?
Shut up. You were lying.
Sorry.
Yeah, you said it was really good. I gave you an ick.
Sophie, no, that's not my biggest ick. What are you talking about?
Why are you so embarrassed?
Oh my God. You think my biggest ick is that?
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's not.
Go on, try and guess again. You've got it wrong. Go on, give another one.
For fuck's sake, I swear that is your biggest ick.
Come on, give it a
liar.
Go. Go on.
Okay, your biggest ick is, oh, I know, when girls wear shitloads of makeup.
It's not.
You're lying then. Okay, I know another one.
Okay, go.
When girls stink of fake tan.
It's not. What
it is.
No.
You sound like such a misogynist.
Yeah, I know, because it's none of those things.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it then? Oh, it's like when, what?
No,
then?
It's when people don't know there's like a window and they try and put their hand through it because they don't know if they're going to walk into glass, so they put their hand through it. Like
I
that.
Do that all the time. It's so scary. Why would
And that's why I find you repulsive.
Why would you want to walk into glass? Oh, you give me the ick. You as a person are just an ick. Oh, come on, you pussy.
God, it's just miserable.
No way.
Yes, Terry, yes.
You lied. You said it was not fair.
Oh, God, it's just a real
Stop wriggling, you'll get all sorts
Sophie,
of things.
Sophie, please, I'm sweating so much. Oh my God.
No way.
Who on your back?
Oh, Sophie's darling.
This is the definition of a bitch boy. I say, get a tattoo.
This is something
you say,
should
okay.
Write for the tattoo.
Yeah.
Bitch boy.
I should have written bitch boy on you.
Yeah.
Across your head.
Terry, is that now done? Is it done?
Yes, it's done.
Okay, turn it a bit to the right, the mirror. That's a pig.
A little sleeping
You've
pig.
You've done a pig.
A little snoozy woozy pig.
You've done a pig on my leg.
Let's just pick up from where we left.
Okay.
Jamie just tried to put a voice note and I got very upset and stormed off the podcast, everybody. Crying my eyes out.
I think I'm a bit hormonal.
Was that an overreaction?
Maybe. But you're not cutting things out and it's pissing me off.
What did I not cut out?
You didn't cut out what I told you to cut out last episode. That voice note was dangerous territory.
No, it wasn't. I think the podcast is you just going, oh, I feel a bit drunk. That is it.
I don't want that.
You've spoken about getting your fingernail caught in my piles. Like, that is worse.
Oh, God.
That's what you've said on this podcast.
That was vile. You still got it, guys.
That's what you've said on this podcast. And what's just happened now is that you've got upset because I was about to play a voice note. So now I'm really concerned about what I can and can't say.
Oh, please. He's now acting like such a victim.
Your voice is
like,
victim.
He's so scared of me. Like, no.
Honey, what did you say to me outside?
No.
I'm not okay.
Can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
So you looked at me and said you're going to die alone. That's what she looked at me and said. She looked at me dead in the eyes and went, you're going to die alone. And then walked into the studio. I was like,
I'm not crazy, I promise. I was really like, easy work. Low maintenance.
What?
Not
by the way, I want to put out you're not hard work at all. You're not. I just do want to
I'm
say
so
this.
I'm so easy breezy.
You are easy breezy. You're great. You just had a moment just then, and it was a pretty awful moment. You're going to die alone?
Why are you using your calm voice now?
What? I know.
He does
I know. Because I'm trying to be like sexy and calm. I feel like that's what we...
OT, isn't his energy a bit sometimes?
All the... Yeah. So I walked in and I was like, oh, I thought this was your TV app. It's not. It's really you.
What the...
You're like 150 all day, every day. How do you handle it?
Thank God for you. I say this to Jamie all the time. I'm just 5 minutes piece. And he's like, this is who I am. This is who I am. Whilst he's pacing around me 400 times when I'm sat down, I'm dizzy.
So you want me to be boring?
Just calm. It's not boring. You just breathe.
I do breathe. Look at me. I'm breathing.
But like,
do you know what? You guys are probably, you need to bring your energy up, both of you.
I think I don't breathe when I'm around you. I think I hold my breath.
Yeah.
And then when I leave here, I'm like, I'm sweating.
I'm watching you
right
now.
Hang on a second. You have high energy.
Yes, I do, but not all the time.
A lot of the time.
A lot of the time, but not all the time.
A lot of the time.
When I'm paid to.
So I'm going to play your song for your birthday.
No, you didn't get country song. Come on, yeah. We're all on the edge of our seat.
Okay, so it's titled My Best Friend, and it's to you. Sophie, we were friends for a while. Happy birthday, Sophie.
Thank you so much. guys, I hope you enjoyed the best bits from 2022. I hope you lolled.
I hope you cried.
I hope you lolled.
And cried.
I hope you all decided you prefer me over Jamie.
I think they already know that.
They already know that?
Yeah, I think people prefer you to me.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so. But we hope you enjoyed that. We hope it made you laugh. We hope it gave you some light relief over the Christmas period.
Hey, and also get ready for our episode next week. It's a mega one. This is the first time back in 2023 with you
and I.
We got,
and we'll have a little friend.
Oh, we got a little doggy. Oh my, and we got so much. I mean, I can't tell you how much we have to catch up on. It's wild. So get ready for that. Remember to keep messaging us at nillyweddspodcast on Instagram or contact nillyweddspodcast.com. And I hope you had the best new year and best Christmas. Welcome back to 2023. And if you're getting engaged, you know, all those things that we like to say.
Good luck. We love you. Thank you for listening.
And see you next Monday for our episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.